Multiple myeloma is cancer of the plasma cells inside bone marrow. It's usually treated with a combination of drugs over certain amounts of time. Unfortunately, a lot of these treatments don't just target cancer cells. Even if the cancer goes into remission, it can come back, at which point it is called relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. At this stage, CAR T-cell therapy can combat RRMM. It involves genetically modifying a patient's own T-cells to attach to a specific antigen and destroy the abnormal cell. Normal T-cells hunt cancer cells, but sometimes cannot recognize them. Through CAR T-cell therapy, a patient's T-cells are collected, modified in a lab, and infused back into the patient to better recognize and fight the cancer. T-cells are collected through a process called apheresis, in which the patient is connected to a machine that filters the cells from their bloodstream. This can take several hours, while the development of the modified cells can take several weeks. The CAR T-cells are then infused back into the patient with an IV. These new and improved T-cells can produce chimeric antigen receptors, which allow them to target a specific antigen on the cancer cell and destroy it. The patient will stay in the hospital for up to 2 weeks, after which they'll have a recovery period of about 3 months. Patients may still relapse after CAR T-cell therapy, and there are improvements to be made to the process, such as addressing cost, manufacture times, and accessibility. Nonetheless, CAR T-cell therapy has shown impressive and promising results in treating RRMM.